In this special edition of Minnesota Native News, we are in the room to hear the Minneapolis City Council make a historic decision.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. On Friday, April 25th, the Minneapolis City Council voted unanimously to designate Columbus Day as Indigenous Peoples Day. Columbus Day is a federal holiday, so that reference won't disappear. But the city will celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day on the same date. That's the second Monday in October. The Native American Community Development Institute hosted a celebrity rally before the city council voted. Here are the sounds and voices from Minneapolis City Hall that morning.
I like to give you that traditional greeting in one of the classical languages of the Western Hemisphere known as Lakota. I said, hello, my relatives. Today is a good day. The hearts of our people are strong and we extend our hand in friendship. It's kind of refreshing to come and be invited to this chamber because usually we have a drum outside, 300-400 people marching, and so this marks a great change in our relationship.
I want to introduce Councilmember Alondra Cano, who's done a lot of heavy lifting on this work and been a champion for us on the council. Alondra is a council member for Ward 9, which includes Little Earth of United Tribes.
What this policy change and this policy direction means is that we will be renaming Columbus Day in the city of Minneapolis. We will now call it Indigenous Peoples Day. This is not necessarily about Columbus. He is not the center of our existence. This is about the power of the American Indian people and Indigenous communities all over the world.
This is about a celebration of a community that has been at the heart of Minneapolis, has been at the heart of all of our community, our city writ large, since forever. And today is the day we get to acknowledge that.
Once this vote is taken, we invite you to the rotunda, where you hear the proud celebration, the proud songs, the beautiful music, the heartbeat of Mother Earth, that sacred drum.
I'm going to call this regularly scheduled meeting of the Minneapolis City Council to order. Clerk will call the roll.
Councilmember Palmer.
I look at this resolution, and I have to say, I mean, it doesn't replace Columbus Day. I mean, if you read the full text, it doesn't replace Columbus Day. What it does is it adds another group of folks to be recognized on the same day. And in the future, I mean, if we were to make a move for something different, I mean, I'd be very open to that as well. But thank you.
I see this as a very small piece of a much larger healing that has to happen in our country so that we can be whole again and we can move on as one.
I represent people that have Italian history, and they're somewhat offended by this change, this recognition. But I think it's about all of us moving forward, understanding the strength that we have because of all the different groups that have impacted this community. No. Clerk, call the roll on the resolution.
Councilmember Palmisano.
Aye.
Gordon.
Aye.
Cano.
Aye.
Reich.
Aye.
Bender.
Aye.
Glidden.
Aye.
Yang.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Quincy.
Aye.
Warsame.
Aye.
Goodman.
Aye.
Fry.
Aye.
President Johnson.
Aye.
There are 13 ayes.
That's unanimously adopted.
So we congratulate the city council, the mayor, for taking this step in the recognition of Indigenous peoples and the recognition of human rights and the recognition of a wrongful statement of history.
You heard Bill Means, Dan Yang, Minneapolis City Council members Cano, Mayor Betsy Hodges, and City Council members Yang, Gordon, and Johnson. Minneapolis is the first city in Minnesota to designate Columbus Day as Indigenous Peoples Day. This is Minnesota Native News, online at minnesotanativenews.org.